And ladies and gentlemen, on 1550 AM The Voice, you get an opportunity to hear some benefits, some great, great benefits to sex. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there's more to sex. I want you listening out on Power Friday tomorrow. Part one of There's More to Sex to be followed by part two, There's More to Sex on Saturday. I really want you to be listening in. In fact, you all know that on speakingwith.com, you can go online there, click on the link that's labeled Listen Online at Your Convenience. I would love for our married couples to listen to this conversation together. Yeah, if there's something going on and maybe there's been a little bit of, a little bit of drama past few days, agree to forgive each other. Agree to just sit down, relax, and enjoy each other. Get your favorite tea. Get you a glass of fresh squeezed lemonade. And if you don't want to make it yourself, just go to a restaurant that might sell fresh squeezed lemonade, like Chick-fil-A and some of the others that, sell you a nice little sweet drink that you enjoy. If you prefer water, that's cool too. But get you a nice glass of water. Eat dinner. Go ahead and eat now, because I don't want you to be focused on trying to concentrate on eating and listening. So make sure that the meal is taken care of. You just want to be refreshed with your refreshing drink and your spouse, so that you two can just kick back and just listen to the conversation. There's more to sex. And listen together. If you want to, pause it from time to time to have a discussion about it. That's one of the things that is good about technology, whether you're talking about a cassette player, a CD, online, you name it. You can pause it, talk a little while, push the button, and go back to listening again. This Friday, 1 o'clock. This Saturday, the 23rd, at 1 o'clock. That would be the discussion. And no, Saturday's discussion is not going to be a repeat of Friday's discussion. That's why I'm saying part one on Friday, part two on Saturday. Be sure to listen by way of 1550 AM The Voice at 1 o'clock. If for whatever the reason you're not able to join with me by way of radio, go to speakingwith.com and click on Listen Online. And the dates are March 22nd and March 23rd, 2019. Take your time. Who says you have to listen to the full 2 hours in one shot? You can if you want to. If that's going to work for you, do it that way. If you'd rather break it up, listen to 1 hour one day and listen to the second hour another day, cool. But see if you can listen to it together. Just enjoying each other, getting something out of it. But remembering now, the goal is to be grasping what will be shared so you can put it into life. I'm sorry, put it into play in your lives, in your marriage life. Make it more beautiful. All right. Now, also, just as a reminder, because I know sometimes we have so much going on, it can be hard to remember all these things. Remember, speakingwith.com, you can go to the link that is labeled This Week's Guests and Topics. This Week's Guests and Topics lets you know what we have scheduled for the week. That way, you don't have to commit to memory. I know some of you are working and you have a lot going on now, and it may not, have been that easy for you to just focus on the days and times that I'm talking about. Go to speakingwith.com and click on This Week's Guests and Topics, and that'll let you know when to find it. Now, here's another option. As you know, once we put it online, it's there. And so you may want to just consider going online at some point in the near future and just finding it. You can just, you know, especially if you have a device that has a search bar in it, as I've mentioned before, you can type in some keywords and that will pull up what you're looking for. And of course, you know, you're looking for something very recent. And of course, I'm calling this again. There's more to sex. Dot, dot, dot. There's more to sex. And when is, we're going to have an hour of that on Friday. We're going to have another hour on Saturday. And so that way you can make it easy. You know, if you want to, you know, you may not be able to get with it this weekend, but you know, within the next 9 to 10 days, you're going to have some time. Both of you be able to just sit back and relax, listen and be refreshed. So do it in whatever way works best for you. Okay, so here we go. We're back to our technology and what's being done to help our children focus so they can learn even in our fast-paced technological society. Specialized learning platforms like Flipgrid. It allows students to share videos of themselves giving presentations. Remember I was sharing with you about the teacher who films himself doing a science experiment and posts it to YouTube? Well, our students give presentations. They can share videos of themselves giving those presentations, but Flipgrid can also help teachers engage students in their native media. That's the key. They're giving presentations via the digital platform, and that's helping the teachers engage them in their native media. A 2018 study from Pearson found that Gen Z students really don't like physical books. They prefer video as a source of information, and that is their second, that's their second choice. Videos. What would you say their first choice is? And of course, now we're still in the academic setting here. All right. So what is their first choice for getting their information? Would you believe, and I love this, still teachers. The students' preferred way of getting their information is through their teachers. The second choice is through video. And by meeting kids where they already engage and create, teachers can better capture their attention. Some school districts have standardized digital migration to platforms like Google Classroom, which allows students and parents to monitor grades and upcoming assignments, tracking their performance to better understand where the students may be falling behind. Technology can even help mend the damage that it does to reading skills, some say. Shad says at her school in Philadelphia, teachers use computers to target struggling students. The school's preferred reading platform, Lexia, uses gamification to motivate participation. The program also automatically splits up students based on performance, moving successful students to more advanced tasks offline while keeping struggling students engaged with digital exercises until they fully internalize the lesson. Teachers, how many of you prefer to let students move at their own individual pace, even if that means different paces are being accommodated in the same classroom? How do you work that out? Well, this targeted approach, where they're using something like Google Classroom and others to help move successful students forward while helping the others remain where they are until they fully get it, helps bridge the gap between students impacted to varying degrees by technology. It almost sounds like they're saying they're leveling the educational playing field. I do like the idea of students really, really getting it before they move on. How many of you would like for that to have happened with regards to some of your math courses in high school? Back in a few.